Morning. Happy Easter to you. Welcome to Colola Springs Baptist Church. If you will, join in and sing with us as we sing, "Low in the grave he lay, Christ arose."
Low in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior.
Good.
Still the promise.
Jesus, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for this Easter Sunday, Lord, where we celebrate that you have risen. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for us. Thank you for the suffering that you endured for us, Lord, so that we wouldn't have to. Father, we come for you today, Lord. And we just ask, God, that if somebody is under the sound of our voice, Lord, is watching us today, Lord, that doesn't know you as their personal Savior, what a better day than today. What a better day than today to accept Jesus. Father, I ask, God, that you'd be with us, Lord, in these impending storms that are coming our way, Lord. Protect us. Keep us safe, Lord. Place a hedge of protection around our communities, Jesus. And God, I ask today, Lord, that you'd be with our pastor, Lord. Just give him what he needs to stand up here before us today, Lord. And I ask all this in your precious name. Amen.
Unto the tomb of Jesus, the stone was moved, and he had gone away. The angel said, "Fear not, I know whom seek ye, for he is risen." This she heard him say. Father's side. Go. Sing that second verse again, my friend. Listen to that song. If you don't know the risen Savior, I beg you, don't wait too late to pray. Chris, sing that.
My friend, if you don't know my risen Savior, I beg of you, don't wait too late. His bride has been completed. Don't wait until you hear him say too late.
Gone. The stone is rolled back, gone. The tomb is empty, gone. To sit at the Father's side. Father's side, gone over death, triumphant, gone. Sin is defeated, gone. He lives forevermore. Gone, he lives forevermore.
Church, I got a special treat for you today on Easter Sunday. We've asked Brother Charlie to come sing with us today, and Brother Charlie's going to sing a special, and you've heard him sing it before, and it's one of the best ones that he does. It's called, "'Cause I'll Rise."
Still the same. Oh, yeah. gone, and you will see that you but always see that I'm the one, 'cause I'll come again. Ain't no power on earth can keep me back. Yes, I'll come again. I'm to take my people back.
Take my people back.
Yes, I'll come again. Ain't no power on earth can keep me back. Yes, I'll come again. I'll come to take my people.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Charlie. Brother Charlie Farrell came to Colola Springs Baptist Church in 1977, led music here for some 25 years, and what an impact that he's had on all of us and all of our lives, and I appreciate him more every day. This morning I want to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 13 and 14, as we talk about if there is no resurrection, if there is no resurrection. Paul wrote to the believers of Corinth in this 15th chapter, and he said this, "But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain." And then I want to share with you from Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, "And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices, that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, 'Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?' And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, 'Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, and tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall ye see him, as he said unto you.' And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid." Centuries ago, we read about a man named Job. Job asked this question, "If a man die, shall he live again?" Even in Job's time, men were debating that. If men die, will they live again? If men die, will they come forth from the grave? Is there such thing as the resurrection of the dead? Men were asking that. Some men today still ask that. And yet that's one of the oldest questions that's ever been pondered by mankind, and one of the oldest questions that's ever been debated by mankind. If a man die, will he live again? And while in Job's day the question was debated back and forth, in Paul's time it was also debated back and forth. And you know, you think about what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that we just read a moment ago. Paul said, "If there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, but if there be. You know, it's an interesting thing that the Bible tells us about the Sadducees. The Sadducees were a group of people that did not believe in the resurrection. And then in the book of Luke, the 8th chapter, an account is given of a little 12-year-old that had died. And Jesus went to that home and took his parents along with Peter and James and John and went into the room where this 12-year-old was. And this is what Jesus said. He said, "Weep not. She's not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. Can you picture the people laughing and asking Jesus, "What can you do about death?" Folks, they asked Jesus, "What can you do about death? What can you do? Here's the Son of God. Here's the resurrection. Here's the author of all life." And people laughed at him. Can you hear them mocking? And can you hear them saying, "There's no such thing as one who is dead coming back to life"? A lot of folks believe that. The Sadducees didn't believe that you'd ever come back. Oh, there's always been enemies of the resurrection of our Lord. Always been enemies. And then there's been those that's come up with these man-made theories. One is a swoon theory. And it said they took him down from the cross before he died and placed him in a tomb. And he did not have to rise from the dead because he never died. My friend, that theory is certainly not biblical. And then there's those that believe in the hallucination theory. And all they said this, that all those who say they saw him after he arose were having nightmares. And they were having hallucinations. My friend, let me ask you a question. Could 500 people have the same nightmare at the same time and tell the same story? Think about that. Could 500 people have the same nightmare at the same time and tell the same story? Could I say to you, he arose from the dead? And then I want you to think about another theory called the kidnap theory. The kidnap theory. Now, you put those Roman soldiers here because those Christians will try to steal or kidnap him. And then they're going to say that he arose from the dead. Matthew 28, verse 2 through 6 says, "And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and set up on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment as white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye. I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. He is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." Many years ago, I had the privilege to go to the Holy Land, and we went to that tomb where Jesus was buried. And keep in mind, in that day, a stone had to be rolled away for him to come forth. And we know how that happened. Now there's an inscription on the door of that tomb, so on a wooden door in front of that tomb. It says, "He is not here. He is alive." My friend, my Savior, listen to me. He's alive today. He's alive. My friend, if there be no resurrection of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus would be a fallacy. If Jesus did not come forth, then I would submit to you he's the world's greatest imposter. If he did not rise on the third day, then I don't have a bit of hope in the world. I have no gospel to preach. You have no Bible to listen to. I have no assurance of salvation. You have no assurance of salvation. I have no justification. My friend, he was raised again for our justification. Listen to me, if there be no resurrection, all Bible preaching would be absolutely meaningless. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say among you that there's no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your hope is also vain." Paul said to Timothy, "Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine." Dear one, if there be no resurrection, faith becomes an empty dream. The Bible says that we have to have faith to be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without faith, my friend, it's impossible to go to heaven. Without faith, it's impossible for me to live in this life that I live in. Your faith and my faith is no good if Jesus Christ did not arise from the dead. If there be no resurrection, all Christians are false witnesses. Yet Paul said, for if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, we are found false witnesses of God, because we've testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not, could you say that I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day? Could you say, I believe with all of my heart and soul I have a Redeemer? Think about it. The years go by. The years go by. I talked about Brother Charlie a while ago. Brother Charlie and I are both 73 years old, and I assure you the years have gone by. And in those years, we've taken frequent trips to the cemetery because we've been in ministry. And you know what? When you take those trips to the cemetery, if it were not for the resurrection of the dead, I could not go to another cemetery. I could not do another funeral if it were not for the resurrection of the dead. I couldn't dare go and try to minister to a family that's lost a loved one if it were not for the resurrection of the dead, because that's the hope that I'm able to give to people, that one day there's going to be a resurrection and their loved ones are going to come forth. My friend, if there be no resurrection, our loved ones are perished. How did Paul address the subject of those who've died in the Lord? Listen to what he said. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring forth with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. I would submit to you that one day graves are going to burst wide open in such a way in the cemetery that the news media is not going to be able to explain it. Why? Because Jesus arose from the grave. You and I as believers will one day arise as well from the grave. My friend, because of the resurrection of Jesus, when you and I bury a loved one that's buried very near and dear to us, listen to me, we have the closure of that funeral, and we can say, oh, this may be goodbye, but not forever. This may be goodbye, but not forever. I want to conclude today, no resurrection simply equals nothing to preach, and no resurrection, faith is vain, and no resurrection, there's no one to trust, and no resurrection, there's no forgiveness of sin. If Christ rose not, neither will anyone else. No resurrection equals no Savior. My friend, on this Easter Sunday morning, could you say that you are a follower of Jesus Christ? It could be that maybe you're just a fan. The dictionary defines a fan as an enthusiastic admirer. Fans want to get close enough to Jesus to get all the benefits, but not so close that it requires sacrifice. Oh, fans may be fine with repeating a prayer or attending a church service sometime, or their name being on some church roll. But my friend, listen to me. Being on a church roll does not save you. You must trust Jesus by faith to be your Savior if you're ever going to be saved. Or maybe you're a follower of Christ. On this Easter Sunday morning, maybe you are a follower of Christ. You see, followers serve him daily, and followers love him completely, and followers lean on him. Followers walk by faith. Followers trust him in all circumstances. Followers take a stand publicly, regardless of the cost. Followers are obedient in baptism. For a follower, your Christianity has made a difference in your life. Has Christianity made a difference in your life on this Easter Sunday morning? Here we are in our church building with just a few folks that helped put together this broadcast. I'm used to preaching to a crowd. I'm preaching to a few this Sunday morning, but hopefully I'm preaching to you by means of technology. Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. My friend, listen to me. On this Easter Sunday morning, I have a choice, and you have a choice. I can choose Jesus of the cross, who arose again from the dead, and if so, I'm choosing life. Or I can reject Jesus of the cross and die without the Savior. Yes, because of the resurrection of Jesus, I have a choice. I can be a fan, or I can be a follower. He is the resurrected Savior, and He gives you and I a choice. I pray on this Easter Sunday morning that you've chosen to follow Jesus. And if you haven't done that, I pray on this Easter Sunday morning that right now you'll bow your heads and you'll admit to the Lord that you're a sinner, and you'll ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, and you'll ask Jesus to come into your heart and save your soul. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to preach by means of technology. Thank you, Lord, for the resurrected and living Savior. Thank you, Lord, on this Easter Sunday that we have that which to rejoice about. While our church pews might be empty, God, I praise you and I thank you. The tomb is empty and Jesus has come forth alive. And I thank you that I can tell the world that's around me, He's alive, He's alive, He's alive. I pray He's alive in your heart today. Thank you for listening. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening today. Let us know if we're ministering to you. You can contact us at https://www.facebook.com/Colola Springs Baptist Church/, or we can be reached by phone at 662-356-6037. Happy Easter. He's alive. Thank you. Amen.